Why do we chase success? I spent years understanding why people are the way they are and why we as human beings are always chasing something. I began this exploration when I looked at my own life. I always wanted to become an architect, so I went to the School of Architecture. When I joined, I was at a certain level and my goal was to top my university. And by working hard and by using different tools, at one semester, I was able to top my university. After that, my goal was to start my own firm. And soon, I started my firm. And after that, the goal became bigger. It was to scale the firm. Then I did that. Then it was to buy a car. I did that. But when I looked at my own life and when I looked at the lives of people around me, at one point, I got a feeling that this is never going to end. There will always be something more to chase. This is a rat race with no end point. No matter how successful I become, no matter how much I earn, there is always more. And the mind will never allow me to be happy. Even though I was experiencing professional success, even though my personal life, my professional life, everything was going according to my plan. I was going through a lot of stress, anxiety, and burnout. I was working really hard and always there was something else to do, to achieve. So why are we like this? That was my question. And when I discovered the ancient Advaita Vedanta, everything changed for me. I got all the answers that I was looking for. I understood why we have desires. And not just that, when I used to look at these Swamijis before who had given up this worldly life, who had given up their families and who were living in ashrams and monasteries, I used to feel as a young boy, why would they give up all these things? Why would they give up eating all kinds of food, traveling to different places, buying different things? Why would anyone give up all these things? But now I understand they have technically not given up anything. When a millionaire becomes a billionaire, he lets go and he sacrifices the title of being a millionaire. But can we actually call it a sacrifice? He has gained something much more valuable. From that perspective, what he has given up is nothing. In the same way, what these sannyasis and swamis who join different ashrams and monasteries have given up is nothing compared to what they have gained. That is what we will understand today. Today we will understand this pattern of consistent seeking and stress and burnout, and we will come to an understanding on human psychology and mind to know why this happens and how we can overcome this to achieve true fulfillment. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. Now, there is a concept in psychology called hedonic adaptation. Our brains are wired to return to a baseline level of satisfaction regardless of external changes. So, let's say you are working to get a promotion in your job from many, many years. Now, as soon as you get that promotion, the joy or that fulfillment you experience is very, very temporary. Some people experience this for a few hours maybe, or rarely we experience this for a few days. Again, after that, our mind and our ego finds a new goal for us. It says that without the new goal, you cannot be happy. In this way, we are in an endless, eternal cycle of unfulfillment and stress. We see this all around us. Some of the most famous celebrities, some of the billionaires are unhappy, and some of them even commit suicide after achieving the highest levels of success. This tells us that external validation and success are not ultimate and they are not absolute. There is something more fundamental that we need to understand. But the uncomfortable truth is that most people spend decades in this unconscious cycle without ever stepping back to examine what is happening. The Upanishads, however, understood this pattern thousands of years ago. They told us that we are operating from a place of ignorance, from a place of avidya. We do not understand how reality works and who we are in our essence. So what we are seeking is right, but where we are seeking it is wrong. We are seeking happiness, which is our birthright, which is the right thing to do. But how we are seeking it and where we are seeking it is completely wrong, and hence we will never get it. Until and unless we change our approach, we will never get to true happiness. Now, before we go ahead, check out the link in the description to learn more about conscious creation and how you can join the Advaita Conscious Society to accelerate your journey with conscious creation. When we look at the world today, from different beverage brands to different makeup brands, every company is selling something and they're telling us that their product makes us complete and full. But what if that pursuit itself of becoming full is coming from a place of lack? Vedanta tells us that our desires fundamentally comes from a place of lack. We want something because somewhere at a deep level, we believe that we are not enough. There is lackness within us. There is ignorance within us. This is causing that desire to appear. So if we work on that ignorance and if we overcome that sense of lack, then we can achieve absolute happiness that we are looking for, not when we chase external things. Now think about this. If external achievements could provide lasting fulfillment, then achieving them would end the seeking. But it never does. The person who makes their first million immediately starts working toward 10 million. Now I'm not saying that building something meaningful, building a meaningful business or building a meaningful career is wrong. I'm not even saying that pursuing money is wrong. But I'm saying that pursuing whatever we are pursuing while being stressful and in anxiety and in a state of unhappiness, that is absolutely wrong, because through this we are missing the point of life. This approach is like trying to quench our thirst by drinking salt water. The more we drink, the thirstier we become. It's not wrong to be thirsty, but we need to seek and understand the fresh water. But from where does all of these misconceptions come from? Vedanta says it comes from avidya, which we will discuss now. So the root of all seeking is ignorance. Now let's visit a story. There was a king who was one of the most wealthiest emperors in ancient India. And this king had a son who was the prince and who inherited the entire kingdom. And as the king was getting old and as his son was growing up, the king took his son on a trip to travel around the world. And along this journey, the son got lost and he was nowhere to be found. The king sent his soldiers across the world to find his son, but they could not find him. The son, who was a prince, ended up in a remote village, not knowing anyone and being very young. He did not know what to do and he started begging. And as many years passed, he continued his work as a beggar and he completely forgot that he was the king. Now, this is our situation as per Vedanta. You know, Vedanta says that the source of creation is within us. Even Jesus Christ said this, the kingdom is within us, and seek the kingdom of Lord and everything else will be added on to you. So everything that we are seeking is actually within us, but we do not understand it, and hence we are living our lives like beggars seeking things outside of us, just like the prince who did not understand who he was. So the prince in the story was ignorant of the fact that he was actually the sole heir to the throne and he had more money and resources than anyone could imagine. Because of his ignorance, he continued his life as a beggar. If he could understand somehow who he was and if he could understand how to get to his kingdom, then all problems of him would be solved forever. Now, even in our case, we do not understand who we are and we do not understand how to get there. But the Upanishads give us the roadmap. The Upanishads give us the guidance on how to navigate this ignorance and how to get to our true nature so that we never ever need to seek anything again, so that we can work with passion and clarity and purpose, not with lack and scarcity. And Ramana Maharshi once said that happiness is your nature. It is not something you develop or achieve, but it is something you already are. And to give you a logical example of this, think about your deep sleep state. At night, when you go to sleep, you begin to dream different dreams and your mind wanders away. But after a certain point in time, your ego completely dissolves and your mind completely subsides, and we enter into Sushupti, or the deep sleep state, where we experience complete bliss. We experience absolute bliss here. That is why we seek sleep so much. That is why the right kind of sleep enriches us and empowers us. Even a terminal patient who is suffering physically and who is in pain, when he or she goes to sleep to that state of Sushupti, he or she experiences complete bliss without being aware of the body or the pain that is associated with it. This tells us that we have access to that. That state is within us, but we just do not know how to access it consciously when we are awake. Vedanta provides us the way to access that infinite state of bliss while we are awake. So the pursuit of happiness, fulfillment is not wrong. The pursuit of money or success is also not wrong. We only need to change the approach and first access that infinite dimension that is within us. From this perspective and from the state of joy and clarity, we can pursue whatever we wish to in this life. We can consciously move towards the life that we wish to experience. And that is conscious creation. Next time when restlessness hits you, pause and ask yourself, what am I seeking here? Where am I trying to get to? And immediately shift your focus inwards. Just go within to find that place of clarity and peace. This can change everything.